Good to be back on again. Last week I was away in Florida and attending a wedding. It was indeed a blessing. Yes, and I thank God for Sister Camille who filled in last week and presented Samson. She began the study of Samson and she will continue this week, God's willing. Amen. Yes, last week, it was indeed an encounter that I had throughout the time that the Bible study time in Florida. No way I could. We had a dinner last week, Saturday night, the same time with the Bible study. And no way we could find the place, the venue for that dinner until after the Bible study finished. So I was able to be on for the whole time. And funny thing about it is when I closed up the Bible study last week, the place that I was looking for was right behind me. And we were there spinning around in circle, trying to find the place, not finding it. Because the Lord wouldn't allow me to get in the place because inside there was noisy and no way I could concentrate on him. It was when I stood on the sidewalk there and closed off the Bible study. And I look around. I said, but the place is right there that we're looking at. And we just went around and we just went right into the place. God is so amazing. He knows how to do his business. All we need to do is just trust and obey. And sometimes it may seem like a disappointment what we're going through, but to God, it's a direct appointment to propel you into where he would have you to go. So no disappointment that you would consider in your life. God knows how to get his purpose out of it. He knows how to get his glory from it. And it's most times in the difficult situations, in the stormy situations, in the cloudy situations, that when he shows himself strong, so that when you and I look back on it, we can say it wasn't our strength or our goodness or anything that we have done to deserve it, but it's only God himself would have taken us through the hell and high waters. When the journey gets tough, some of you know what I'm talking about. When the journey gets real tough and real hard and you find no strength in yourself, it was then you turn to Jesus and he show you how to trust and obey. Amen. So I just greet every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, it's indeed a blessing to be on, and we take it not for granted to be afforded this privilege and this opportunity to study the Word of God. His Word tells us to study to show ourselves approved. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divide the Word of truth. And a time like this is called for us to be prepared, must be instant, in season, and out of season. Paul would have wrote that stir up the gift that is inside of us. And one way to stir up that gift is by getting accustomed to the sweet will of God, to the word of Almighty God, so we can know, we can know to stir up that gift that he has placed inside of us. Amen. Yes. So before we begin, let us pray. Lord, we just lean on your everlasting arms tonight.
Yes.
We thank you, mighty God, that we are standing on your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we are trusting and obeying. Yes, mighty God, we thank you that our dependence is on you. Oh God, we thank you that you have saved us. Hallelujah. We thank you, mighty God, that who we were yesterday, today we are no more. Yes. We are a new creation. We are a new creature. We are a brand new man. Mm-hmm. All things have passed away. We thank you, Lord God, that is no more our desire that supersedes, but is your desire for our life that take precedence even now. Yes. Hallelujah. We pray, mighty God, that your hand will be upon us for good. Yes, Lord, we know that the trials are real that we go through, but we know who is He that has given us the victory over every situation, past, present, and future. Hallelujah. Amen. You have made a way, even when there seems to be no way, mighty God. We have learned to trust in You. We have learned to take You at Your word. At times gone past, Lord, we would have been struggling. Oh, God, we would have been fighting, but realize that we cannot win because every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that You are Lord. So we choose today to serve You in the land of the living. We choose today, mighty God, to glorify You with the life that we live. We choose today, mighty God, to take You at Your word. And yes. So, Lord God, we invoke Your holy presence among us tonight. We pray, God, that You will come and commune with us, that You will open up our dull understanding, and that as Your word is poured out, that we will accept it in on good soil, and that, Lord God, it will won't fade away, but it will remain in us, and it will be a fountain of living water. We pray, mighty God, that we will be a people who pray consistently, even when nothing seems to be happening, that we will cry out to You, mighty God, even when we are okay, even when, mighty God, we haven't been facing any situations and any trials. We pray, God, that we will cry out to You, none the same, and stored up in heaven, prayers, mighty God, compressed together. So in times when we only can groan, in times, mighty God, when we are in pain and travail and we only can say hallelujah. In times, mighty God, when we can't even open our mouth but just groan in agony, those prayers, mighty God, will be released in our favor in the name of Jesus. So we pray, mighty God, that through it all, hallelujah, we will just bask in Your presence and just trust and obey. Have Your way tonight, Lord. We come against every technical difficulties. We
yes,
pray,
Lord.
Mighty God, for those who are trying to get on even now. We pray, God, that joining will be easy. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that a word will meet us at the crossroads of our life tonight. That, Lord God, when we shall leave this place, we shall leave rejoicing. Something more has been added into our cup. In the name of Jesus, I pray Your blessing upon our presenter tonight, Sister Camille, mighty God. And our family, we pray Your blessing, Your covering over them in the name of Jesus. We pray You bless our ministry, bless our in our going out, bless our in our coming in, bless our all around in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, mighty God, I pray Your covering over her. Lord God, all who that did participate in reading, in worshiping, yes, mighty God, a prayer of special blessing upon them, mighty God. The anointing that breaks every yoke and bring the deliverance will be their portion tonight. We pray for us all, mighty God, everybody here tonight as we join, yes, mighty God, that a blessing being stored for us. In Christ's name we pray, and for Your glory, amen. And
amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, so as I was saying earlier on, that tonight we'll continue our studying on the man Samson. Last week was such a blessing. You know, last week was such a blessing as our sister would present. And Samson, you know, his contribution to the faith in which we hold on to, you know, at one point, no, I'm just going to speak it as it is. At one point, as I was sharing with the woman of God, I was saying that I don't know to touch on Samson, you know, because he's not really one of the characters that I so cling to. Like I would hold on to, you know, a Gideon, I would hold on to a Jethro, I'd hold on, you know, so much other characters. But Samson is not one of the men that no one would want to emulate. You know, no one would really want to emulate that sort of questionable character. You know, and I was sharing with the woman of God. And she said to me, Deacon, you know that it was written in the Bible for a purpose.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I'm speaking it as it is. Yeah, she said to me that, sister, I'm speaking about Sister Camille. Sister Camille said, Deacon, you know that it was written in the Bible for a purpose. We must can get something, learn something from it. And I said, well, if we can learn something from it, sister, then you present it. So that hence come Sister Camille presenting to us, Brother Samson. Brother.
Amen.
Yes. And Sister Camille might have remembered that conversation. It was some weeks ago, right, Sister Camille? Yes, yes, and you said there must be something, Deacon, that we can learn from Samson's experience, because it was written in the Bible for a purpose. So tonight we're going to kind of looking at that purpose of which Brother Samson would come into such a great book of the Judges. You know, yeah, yes. So without further ado, I know we're in for a treat this evening. And we're going to bask in God's presence, because we know that there is something that we can take away from it this evening. Amen. Amen. And in the breath of my introduction, I want to cover our dear Candisa Reed. Yes. We have a praise report from her. She this morning she received our water baptism. You know, we praise God for the journey, the decision that our sister would have taken. Yes, angels in heaven rejoice, and we give God thanks that she would give herself to the service of God. And we continue to pray for you, Sister Reed. We continue to keep you in our prayers. We continue to encourage you along the way. And we have a young convert group, you know, that we share with Sister Camille's group, a young converts group that we have young converts coming into that group, the WhatsApp group. And we encourage you, and you can ask us questions. You know, we try our best to answer, and we'll teach you, you know, how to live by faith or to walk in the light of God's glory. Amen. So we'll send you that link if you're interested in getting on. It's just like a once every 2 week short meeting as the Lord would leads. You know, yes, but is that something that we can communicate on every day? Amen. All right, without further ado, can we hear hallelujah from your sister Reed?
I hear it.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the family of faith. Yes, amen. And so, Sister Camille, without no further ado, I turn over to you. God bless as you present. And we just think, use our Lord. Use our Lord. Use our for thy glory. Use our Lord. Let she tell the story. Lord, she will obey. There's no other way. Use our Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Good evening, saints of God. I bless the Lord.
Good evening, Sister Camille.
Are you able to hear me with clarity tonight?
I'm hearing, but I don't see a thing.
I can hear.
Yes, and I'm hearing clearly. And seeing as well. Bless the Lord.
Okay. I think on my screen it says that Sister Candice is pinned to the screen. I'm not sure if it was if she was intentionally pinned, but I just want to know that you're able to hear me. Bless the Lord. I greet the divine nature of God tonight, the Holy Spirit, whose presence is among us tonight. Amen. I greet you, Deacon Scott, as well as all the other members of the leadership and to you, my dear congregants, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. It's always a blessing to be the mouthpiece of God. It is sometimes nerve-wracking, yes, but it's always a blessing. It's always, I'm always grateful, and I never consider myself entitled. It's always a privilege to serve in whatever way Holy God will use me. And so tonight, as I wrap up the book of the character, the judge of Samson, I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead me in such a way that your hearts will be blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. So last week we started looking at the judge, a judge, Samson. You know, we said that Samson was a Nazarite, and, you know, from even before conception. And Samson, and time did not allow us to finish it. And so we're here tonight to finish that. We're going to recap briefly, and then we're going to delve into the final chapter that we hadn't really looked at. Amen. I think we came across some very interesting and dominant themes when we were looking into the scriptures last week. Anybody can remind me of any one of those themes? Anything in particular that stood out for you from last week Bible study? That would be a good time to share.
One thing I remember is that Samson did not follow God's direction.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Merle. Anybody else?
Yes, and for me, one thing that stood out was the effectiveness of one's calling. You mentioned, you use the analogy here for the axe and a razor blade. You said that both of them are sharp tools, the axe and the razor blade, but you don't necessarily use an axe to cut a paper.
Right.
Now do you use a razor blade to cut a tree? You know, but they are both effective and stuff. So we as people need to find our calling and really settle down in our calling. Don't try to cut a tree if you only have a razor blade. Don't try to cut paper.
Amen.
Another thing I remember, Sister Camille, is that disobedience has consequences.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel encouraged to continue in Jesus' name. So one of the themes that I had written down in just reflecting on the study, knowing your why. And I saw that, I think it was Sister Lynette would have confirmed that pastor would have, you know, touched the same theme in service on Sunday. And I feel like for that reason, it just confirms that God is really, you know, guiding us along a certain path this season. He is guiding us into understanding our why, knowing and operating in our purpose. We reflected on the fact that Samson's purpose for existence was already predetermined by God, and it was announced to his parents even before conception, just like ours. Our purpose of existence is predetermined by God. It doesn't happen as you go along, you know? Some persons from their children, they would say, when I grow up, I want to be this. And then other persons would have been like, you know, I really didn't want to be in this field, but I didn't know what to do. So I was like, let me just try along this path, and it might not work, and you try another path. No, with God, our purpose, even before we are substance in our mom's womb, our purpose would have been predetermined. Amen. And so if we are going to walk in that original blueprint, you know, that God, the architect, would have designed for us, then we must be connected to him. Amen. The one who designs our lives is the one who is able to steer us into walking in that blueprint. When you think about an architect and he draw the house, there will be things on there that you and I would look on with our naked eyes and wouldn't be able to understand. But you'd have to call him and say, what is this? What are you? What is supposed to be here? And he would easily be able to tell us. Amen. And so it's the same thing with God. God is the architect of our lives. He designed our lives for a particular purpose. And if we are to walk in that purpose, then we definitely need his directions in, to do so. Another theme that I remember that we shared on last week was the recurring phrase. Anybody remember what that recurring phrase was? A recurring
phrase? Yes, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
Hallelujah. We have some bright sparks, man. To God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And so whenever Samson was about to do something mighty, like, you know, destroying a lion with his bare hands or using a jawbone of a donkey to kill 1,000 men or to defeat 300 foxes, gather 300 foxes and to set them ablaze in the fields, then that those mighty acts would be, the phrase would precede that kind of move of God. And that phrase would be, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Amen. Praise God. Now, when I was, you know, reflecting and going back, and I mentioned, and I started typing this particular theme about the recurring phrase, there something interesting happened. And I was brought, or perhaps reminded of the fact that there is a difference between the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us and the phrase that says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. And I want to share on the difference that there is between those two phrases. The Holy Spirit living within us and the Spirit of the Lord coming upon us. The Spirit of the Lord that comes upon us is still the Holy Spirit, you know. But let me elaborate a little to bring some clarity. Now, the Holy Spirit of God lives within us as believers. And we can agree to that. Amen?
So yes. The moment
we confess Jesus as our Lord with our mouth, and we allow the Holy Spirit to enter into our hearts and to dwell there. Amen? And so that is called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's the point where the Holy Spirit lives within us. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit happens when we allow him to take residence in our hearts. And that's where we, as believers, that's where we want to be, when the Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts. Because when he comes in that time and dwells within us, he comes to guide us, to comfort us, to teach us, to sanctify us. And so when we're at a place, sometimes when we feel something, like we do something, we partake in something and we begin to feel uneasy about it, you know, like, oh gosh, you start to feel guilt, like that's not something that we should have done. You know, that's the Holy Spirit that lives within us. It's permanent. That indwelling is permanent as long as we allow him to. Amen. When we also feel a pressing need to do something, sometimes we want to, you know, do one thing, but we feel so uncomfortable in our spirit that we about doing something else. It's like we're hearing the voice of God, and we're just so uncomfortable to the point where we can't settle unless it is done. You know, that impressing comes from the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Amen. And when we look at some scriptures that would suggest or would indicate that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, we look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. And it reads, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is within you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? And so this scripture, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, is telling us, reminding us, that our bodies are temple of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us. And this is a clear indication that the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. Amen. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 9 also suggests that as well. And it reads, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells within you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And again, this is evidence. This is talking about the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us. So clearly, from the Word of God and from the scriptures that would have been presented, and there are other scriptures too, we can clearly say, yes, the Holy Spirit of God lives within us as believers. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, when we experience an encounter, that is when now the Holy Spirit of God comes upon us. Now, this is the difference. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it is not because we don't already have the indwelling in us. We'll have the indwelling. We'll have him living inside of us, directing our daily activities, directing our thoughts, causing us to rebuke thoughts and, you know, guiding us on the path of righteousness. But even with that, the Spirit of the Lord will still come upon us at different points in time. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon us for a reason. He comes upon us to empower us. Amen? So the indwelling of the Holy Spirit guides us, teach us, you know? Guides us, teaches us, comforts us, sanctifies us. But when that Holy Spirit comes upon us, it's to empower us. Amen? And so
Amen. We see
evidence in the Word of God again where the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. He came upon Samson to empower Samson to carry out these mighty acts. And he will do the same to us when he comes upon us, right? But I will say that the Spirit of the Lord does not randomly just come upon persons and just come upon you and manifest his power and just move on. No, he comes upon persons, yes, and empower them, yes, but it's for a cause. So you'll never find the Spirit of God coming upon persons, empowering them, and it's not for a reason. It is always for a reason. And let me tell you where I found that. Let's look at Luke 4, verse 18. Luke 4, verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord. So the first one would have been with Samson. We see where the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson and empowered him to do those mighty acts. Now in Luke 4, 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon people and empowers them for a cause. And in this situation, the cause is to preach the gospel, because it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me for a purpose, which is to do what? To preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 61. Go ahead, sis. Somebody wants to share? All right.
I don't know. That same passage is in Isaiah 61.
Ah, that's my next scripture. Sister Merle, the Holy Spirit of God. That's my next scripture. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Is the next one I had down. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. So here we see where Isaiah shared that yes, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and do what to him? Anointed him or empowered him to preach good tidings. So that means that empowerment that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him was not just for him to get it and sit down. No, he got it to be empowered so that he could go out and preach the gospel. It's for a reason. And so when we are seeking the Lord for that empowerment, you know, the same kind of encounter that Samson had, where he came upon Samson, and Samson was able to do supernatural things, things that he wouldn't be able to do without that empowerment. When we're seeking the Lord for that empowerment, we must remember that these things will happen, but for a reason. Hallelujah. And so if we're expecting that empowerment, it's not going to happen with us just sitting down and just say, Lord, I want you to empower me. Or even us just praying and asking God to empower us. No, that's not how it works. We have to be in the battlefield, doing what we're called to do, knowing, acknowledging our why, acting in our why. Then the Lord will see, oh, Deacon is acting in his purpose. Sister Candice is acting in her purpose. And then when you pray, sometimes you don't even have to pray for that empowerment. Sometimes God just realized that, listen, she going around, she's at work, she's evangelizing, she passed people on the street, she's living, she's doing what I've called her to do. I need to empower her. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Hallelujah. And you will be empowered, mighty God, to do what you're supposed to do. Praise God. Let me share a confession with you. The ministry that the Lord would have led us to begin, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries, when we got the unction to do the Bible study, I was shy of doing the Bible study. I don't even know if shy is the right word. Let me say, I was afraid, honestly. And I know that fear is not of God. And I know I'm not supposed to be fearful. But I'm being honest with you. I was. That's how I felt. Because Paul says that, you know, teachers are, you know, those of us who present the word of God to people, leaders, teachers, we are judged more harshly. Amen. And so I did not want to take on the responsibility of sharing the word of God. And then for whatever reason, I had a misconception and then lead the people to receiving the word wrongfully. I mean, I said, no, Father God, I don't want that responsibility. I don't want to be held accountable. Not God, if I read it and I have a certain understanding of it, I can always go back and reread it for myself and something and change. But when I read it and I come to present and I present it in such a way, and it might not even be, I wouldn't willingly mislead people. No, I wouldn't. But I can misunderstand because I am human. And so for that reason, I was fearful because I said, God, it is a grand responsibility. And so what I would normally do, what we would normally do for Bible study, we choose a chapter. Everybody read the chapter. Everybody come. Everybody share their understanding. I learn from them. They learn from me. And we clarify misconception. And that was just the easy road. Hallelujah. But what I would have said to the Lord that I wanted to go higher and I wanted to go deeper and I wanted to pursue a master's in the spirit. I want a doctorate rather in the spirit. I want to experience God so much that, you know, I'm empowered and I just yearn after Holy God. That's how I express myself to the Lord. And, you know, I realized that it will come with some me stepping outside of my comfort zone. And so when he asked me to do Joshua, and I said, I don't even know how I say yes. I must do Holy Spirit. But, you know, I want to do what God has called me to do. And I don't want fear to cripple me and prevent me from walking in my way. And so even though I said yes, and I would start to fear, I was so nervous. I was so skeptic. It was a burden. It was so heavy on me because all I could say, God, I cannot afford to mislead your people. I said, God, you must talk to me. If you're going to have me to do this, I need a word from you. I need you to speak through me because I cannot do this. I don't want to be responsible. I don't want to be held accountable, Lord, for misleading your people, you know? And so I would pray. There were some times when I was going into the study and I started writing down stuff. I said, what is Deacon do to me? Mighty God. That's how I felt, you know. But as the Holy Spirit, and I would have shared with persons who are close to me how much of a burden it is. It's not a burden to do the work of the Lord. And the burden is not about doing it and doing it well, so to speak. The burden comes from my cautiousness in not trying to mislead God's people. My, you know, being at a place where I'm certain that this is what the Lord is saying. Because if God does it, I can't say it because I don't want to mislead God's people. That's where the burden comes from. Me being at a place where me, I said, God, I need you to talk to me. You know? And so I'm sharing that to say, you know, when the Lord sees you in the battlefield doing what he has called you to do, even if when you're not equipped, that's okay, because he's going to notice and he's going to allow his spirit to come upon you and empower you. Hallelujah. That you may speak, that you may sing, that you may witness, that you may do what he has called you to do. Hallelujah. But he will not empower you for you to sit on it. He will empower you, mighty God, for a cause.
And so we're seeking more of God. We want more of God. We want Him, His Spirit to come upon us to anoint us afresh. Yesterday's anointing is not enough. We may say we need more of Jesus. We must go out to do what He has called us to do. And doing what He has called us to do will mean that we will not stay and settle in our comfort zones. Mighty God, we will not be able to grow if we're within our comfort zones. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And so that's the difference between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. Hallelujah. It is for a reason. Praise God. Anybody wants to add anything before we move on? Praise God. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, continue. One of the other things that was discussed last week.
Amen. Yes, it's pick up in there. God do not put the anointing on a lazy person. Just to clarify, if you're just going to sit down doing nothing, don't expect to be anointed. Don't expect any fire to come from you because you're not being actively used by Almighty God. If you realize what He did with the talents, the one that had five, He doubled it. The one that has two, He's doubled it. But the one that has one, who went and hid it, nothing came out of it. God will continue to use you in the capacity that He has called you. He would never teach you to, He would never anoint you to teach a Bible study if you don't have a Bible study to teach. Amen. I will never give you a message if you don't have an audience to present that message to. It would never call you into intercession unless you're an interceder or unless you're on the path of being an intercessor. God is the God of all wisdom, and He does His thing the way He wants to. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Deacon. Amen. Praise God. Now, when we were looking at the scriptures last week, we noticed what was happening to Samson was happening over and over again, indicating that a cycle had been established. And we're reminded of how cycles work. The same thing happens over and over at a particular time, or the same, events would happen over and over. And in our lives, too, as believers, we experience cycles, but there's a cycle of sin, relational reactions, relational struggles, even spiritual highs and lows. Sometimes we're just low in our spirit and we don't even know why, And especially if you notice that it's around a certain period, then it might have been a cycle that needs breaking. Amen. And so these often show up at the same stages of our lives or during specific seasons or certain decisions. And so we are able to identify that a cycle is happening in our lives when we notice that there are patterns that we keep repeating. We notice that, there's no change, but at a certain time, this always happens. The same thing during a certain period, we know that there's a cycle. And in order for us to break these cycles, we must first identify the patterns of the cycle. What is the cycle? We must then identify the root cause, because you can't break it if you don't know. If you don't know what it is, then you can't bind it. You bind the cycle, yes, but it'll come back because there's something sustaining it. It's something deeper than what you think it is. You have to identify what it is. Hallelujah. And deal with it. Face it head on. Echo Joshua face, what's his name? That stole the things. Face it head on.
Akon.
Thank you, Sister
Delma. Bless the Lord.
Akon, yes. Face it head on. And that's how we deal with the cycles. We know what they are. We identify the root cause. We don't know how to identify it. We pray about it. We seek the Lord about it. He knows everything, And so when we go to seek the Lord, we pray, and then we stop and we listen so that when He's talking to us, we will know. But the only way in breaking these cycles, this bondage, would have been seeking direction from the Lord.
Yes.
And the last theme that I'm going to look at is, when Samson faced Delilah. we saw where Samson was enticed, not just by Delilah, by both wives. You know, he was enticed by them and he shared information that should not have been shared.
Amen.
But when I was looking at this, I remember some time ago that the Lord was talking to me about volunteering information, you know, giving out information that I'm not necessarily supposed to give out, you know. And he would have, I saw something in the spirit. He showed me and I saw something line up. And I see where it's about to be manifested in the physical. And I got excited. And I was getting ready to share. And the Holy Spirit said, shh, don't you speak.
Amen. Amen.
Understand. Initially, I was confused because I'm saying, God, you are doing this for me. And I'm sharing this to give you your glory. I'm sharing this to encourage somebody. You know, I want to testify, God. God, let me brag on you a little bit now. And the Holy Spirit confronted me and him said, listen, there's an appointed time. He said, you will testify. You will share, but at the appointed time. At the appointed time. Sometimes we share information and it causes us to have what you call that now? A premature, like your premature sharing of the information cause, it can cause death. When a woman is pregnant, the duration to carry that child within her stomach would have been 9 months. 9 months to full maturity. Yes, a baby can be born prematurely and possibly survive, but it's a risk. And if you notice, nobody willingly takes, no doctor willingly takes a baby at 7 months or before the 9 months unless there's serious complication, because it is a risk. Meaning the baby could survive, yes, but the baby could also die. And so when we expose information that the Lord would have relayed to us about his intention for our lives, we are taking a risk. It might still happen, yes, might. But it could be that us sharing that information too early that could cause a premature death.
Amen, havoc. Yes. Death. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm sharing this word because the Holy Spirit really ministered to me. I love the Lord and I love to talk about what God has done and I love to give him glory. But we have to operate in the wisdom of Almighty God. Hallelujah. To know that sometimes it's not time to share. Mighty God. Hallelujah. I've had testimonies and when I open my mic and I get ready to share, the Holy Spirit said, not yet. And I have to share something else that I have permission to share. I don't know why the Holy Spirit of God says not yet, but he knows. And guess what? I trust him to know that if he says, do not share it yet, come here. It is for a reason. Hallelujah. And so we have to be very careful about what we share. Samson shared this information that he wasn't supposed to. And it was his very, it's what led to his very demise. Hallelujah. It's yes. What led to his demise. And so we have to be careful not to speak when the Lord says, shh.
Shut up. God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Samson trusted his wife and shared that information that was used as ammunition. If he never gave them that information, there's no way that they could, you know, defeat him. No way. It's almost like suicide. Because of him, he spoke. And they were now able to defeat him because he couldn't keep his mouth closed. Yes, the Bible says that she asked him several times and he was possibly upset and angry because the word of God says he was vexed to death. That's what the word says. He was vexed to death. Amen. So he was possibly angry and upset and just tired of this nagging and just lash out and just say, look here, this is it, man.
But
he realized he was being manipulated. That's what happened. He was being manipulated. And so this teaches us as believers that he was angry. But even words that we speak in anger are still going to have consequences. We have to be careful. Mighty God. We have to be careful of what we speak when we're angry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Self-control, and so when I have self-control, it's like a city without gates. Anything can enter. Mighty God. We must be careful of how much we speak. There are consequences.
Yes.
Praise God. And so Delilah, his wife, Samson's wife, was the actual person. Delilah was the actual person, is what I'm trying to say, who manipulated and enticed him and lured him into doing what she wanted. But some of us may not have a Delilah per se in our lives in terms of the person, but we have Delilah in the form of money. Delilah in the form of, you know, our children. Some of us, anything with children,
hallelujah,
we can't correct them. Mighty God. Some of us is our spouse. Some of us is our friends, our parents, different persons around us. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Some of us is flashy lifestyle. Anything at all that separates us or anything that brings us to a place where we are disobedient to God's command is our Delilah. And the person doing it may not even know that they're doing it. But we have to know what God is saying to us to be able to make that decision to walk in obedience to what he says as opposed to another person. And I will share quickly of when I wanted to migrate overseas, and I would have shared with my pastor that I was ready. The Lord would have called me to migrate. And anybody who knows me knows that I did not want to migrate. I did not want to leave the church. It was a struggle between me and the Holy Spirit, because he convicted me and spirit me properly and said, this is what I want you to do. And I was up in his face after repent when I realized, saying, God, I don't want to leave the church. God, I am serving you. God, I am active in your ministry. You know, but he said, I don't want you here. I want you gone. And so when I would have shared with my pastor, you know, she didn't want me to go, just like I didn't want to go. She didn't want me to go either. And at one point I stopped the application and I'm saying, you know what, let me just stop. But I couldn't rest. The Holy Spirit came to me and he told me that obedience better than sacrifice. I just jump up same time and start do what I need to do, because I'm saying, no, this is real. Amen. And so as I would have shared with my pastor, she didn't receive it well. She didn't receive it well. She had things lined up for me, you know, submission to lay minister and then to minister. I started Bible school. I had a plan. And so I didn't want to divert, but God had other plans. And when I left, it was so shaky between me and my pastor. You know, and I would pray to the Lord and say, God, if you called me here, you have to allow her to release me. Because I don't want to be defiant. I don't want to be rebellious. And I am so confused. She's my shepherd. How should I disobey her? I was like, oh, my God. But I knew the voice of God and I knew what he was telling me to do. And I knew I had to act. And so it wasn't until after I had left for a few months. And even when I called her, she wasn't really receptive of my call. I don't know. She might have thought that I betrayed her, or I don't know what it was. I don't know what emotion she was dealing with. And it hurt me as a person, because this is somebody who poured into me. And I didn't want to appear ungrateful. And she spoke to me. And I cried unto God.
Hallelujah.
When I cried, I said, God, you have pulled me from a ministry that I was serving and I was growing, and you take me up and you put me here. And I was up in the face of God, like I knew what was best. And he silenced me. He said, listen to me, Camille. My relationship with you is not confined to the walls of Lancaster. Maya Rabba Ha Ribanaka. Jesus. And he spoke to me and I fell and I cried and I repented and I said, Lord, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes our situation, it's not easy walking in obedience to God. I can tell you, mighty God, Sometimes you're going to be considered the outcast. I don't even know how I end up on this road tonight. But sometimes you're going to be considered the outcast. Sometimes you're going to be looked on as a bad person. Yes. And nobody wants to be in that situation. But that is what is required for us to walk in obedience to God. Then we must, people of God, we must get up, arise, and do it. We must bear the persecution. We must face it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus.
There's a greater reward.
Mighty
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going with the crowd is easy. Standing out.
Hallelujah.
God is what is a challenge. And so I asked Sister Tamoya to read for us tonight, Judges 16, 23 to 31. And then I'll just wrap up in Jesus' name. Sister Tamoya.
Okay, good night, everyone. Bless the Lord. Judges, is everybody here? Sis.
Yes, I can hear you, sis. Good night.
Okay. Judges 16:23. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their God, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." While they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." They called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. And Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me, please. God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on these Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple and the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him between Zora and Estoal in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led Israel 20 years. This is the word of the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamoya. Thanks be to God. And so this is now, and I'm pretty much wrapping up, this is where Samson was captured by the Philistine, imprisoned, and they were calling him out to do the victory dance. They praised their Lord and they for victory, and they called out Samson to entertain them. So they were now making fun of this once powerful man, they carried on. And they didn't notice that Samson's hair was growing back. They didn't notice that. And so for some of us, the enemy's laughing at us now. Some of us might be in some situations where we're weeping, where things are a certain way, we're struggling, and the enemy might be laughing just like they were at Samson. My God. But what the enemy doesn't know is that weeping or mourning may endure for a night. But guess what? Joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. So let him laugh.
Amen.
He might be laughing. They were laughing at him because the covenant was broken, his hair was removed. And so now that his hair is growing back, the covenant is being reactivated. He's regaining his spiritual strength. Mighty God, we are Christians and we may have stepped out of line and done something wrong, you know, and he's up on us, all up in our face because we error. You know, we err as human beings. That's why we need to repent daily. We need to go back to the Lord. And so he's laughing and putting it in our face. But what he does not know is that the moment we surrender, the moment we ask God for forgiveness and we repent in the true meaning of the word, turn away from the act and confess that we had done it and ask for forgiveness, then our covenant is reactivated. Mighty God. Samson was placed near the pillars and he that held the temple, and he prayed to God that moment. He prayed to God for his strength once more to pull the pillar down. And God was just waiting, you know, all along, just waiting. Like he is for us. God is waiting for us to go back to him. Yes, we might have fallen short. Yes, we might have done wrong. We might say something or do something we're not supposed to do. Yes, it happens. It happens. But God doesn't hold it against us. God is not upset with us. God is waiting. Hallelujah. God is allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in a drag way. But him gently nudge us and lead us into repentance. Hallelujah. Mighty God. And so it doesn't matter how far we think we have strayed. It doesn't matter if from we're born we are hear the word and not decided to follow Jesus until this day. It doesn't matter if you make that choice now. That is all that matters. Mighty God. Hallelujah. That is all. You make the choice to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I sinned. I fell short. I took that and I wasn't supposed to. I did this wrong in your sight. Forgive me, mighty God. And we repent and we turn. Mighty Hallelujah, God, we never forget that point. We turn away from that act, not doing it again. Mighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then the gift of salvation is ours. The gift of redemption is ours, and we're able to walk again on the path of righteousness with the Holy Spirit as our guide. The moment Samson was able to acknowledge his shortcomings and go to the Lord and ask, the moment the Lord released it upon him again, mighty God. And so what he wasn't able to do before, he did it. What the normal person that he killed, he was strong and powerful by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit before. And what he wasn't able to do then, mighty God, with that empowerment, he was able to do it now that he would have confessed his sins. Once he would have prayed to the Lord to say, listen, one last time, Jesus. God, I know I fell short, but give me another chance. And God was able to empower him so much. Mighty God, that he was able to pull down, my God of heaven, the pillars and kill more persons, mighty God, in his death than what he would have killed when he was alive. My God, praise the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the redemptive power of Jesus. This happens through the blood of Jesus that he allowed to be shed on Calvary. The blood that flowed from his side was for a purpose. It was to purchase our redemption. Hallelujah. That we may operate through the Holy Spirit, hey God, to pull down any strongholds, to speak to situations, and they were able to change. It doesn't matter how far we have strayed. It doesn't matter how many times, even as Christians, how many times we've been disobedient. Sometimes we're disobedient, you know? It's true. Sometimes we're disobedient. The Holy Spirit not just to do something. And sometimes it's some simple acts. Sometimes it's some simple acts. And we don't do it for whatever. I don't feel like doing it. For whatever the reason is, you just don't do it. Mighty God. Hallelujah. But God is saying to us, though you may have been disobedient, my blood, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary was to purchase our redemption. That blood is what gives us that authority and that permission to go kneel before the Lord, my God, and say, God, forgive me. And he will do it immediately. And every hand that the enemy had on us, he might have to drop with same time. That's the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's for that reason, mighty God. For some of us, honestly, it's almost as if we cause that blood to be in vain, mighty God. Because we don't use it for the purpose that it was shed.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
For our Jesus, redemption. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we. Hallelujah. Allow that blood, mighty God, to serve its purpose. Although we allow Jesus dying to be in vain, mighty God. Because when we walk in disobedience, my God. Hallelujah. And when we know, it's especially when we know that we have done wrong and the Holy Spirit convicts us. You know what some of us do when we're convicted? We make excuse, mighty God. Instead of acknowledging and say, Lord, I have fallen short. Have mercy upon me and help me. God, I am struggling with this. Help me not to do it again. We say, no, we don't do that, you know. We don't do that. What we do, we say, God, I him provoke me. And he shouldn't provoke me, Jesus. And I this him do. And I that him do. No. It doesn't matter. The ends doesn't justify the means. Mighty God. It is for us to be at a place where we can acknowledge, yes, mighty God. Yes, mighty God. Jesus. For those of us who are parents, when our children would have done wrong and they come to us, we get so upset if they try to lie to us about it. If they're honest with it, and we know that them do it, and if they're honest and come up front, you have a softer heart towards them. We say, well, at least you were honest. And we say, look here, you won't still have consequences, you know, but at least you are honest. I always say to my son, I appreciate your honesty, but there are still consequences. I thank you for being honest with me. Give me a hug. Thank you. But you still have consequences because every action that we do, we have consequences. So even though, you know, and it's worse for me, the consequences are worse for him when I know that he's lying to me because I'm saying you did that plus you're lying to me on top of it. No. You know, but I'm just saying God wants us to be authentic and honest with him. He doesn't want us to be making excuses, mighty God. And so, hallelujah. As soon as Samson repented, he received great strength from God. Though there was still a consequence for his disobedience, he still had to face the consequences. He lost his eyes and eventually lost his life for his disobedience. But his purpose was still accomplished. And the Bible says he led Israel for 20 years. And that would have been the purpose. That's why the angel appeared unto his parents and told him, this is why you're going to be a child and this is what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us, tonight as I close, let us remember that when we step out of alignment with God's word, God isn't mad at us. But instead, he's pleading with us to surrender back to him. He's allowing the Holy Spirit to gently nudge us or lead us back into repentance. Let's not allow that blood of Jesus to be in vain. The time of surrendering is now. The time of returning is now. Let us walk in alignment to the will of God for our lives. Only then will we be able to fulfill our why. Only then will we fulfill our purpose. Let us draw near to God that we may access that redemptive power if we need to. So that God and the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, will empower us to take authority over certain situations in our lives before it leads to our demise as it did to Samson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's walk in that alignment through the power of God.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone.
Amen. You. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we bless God for our sister Camille. We pray God blessing on her. And we pray that as she continue to give herself and reserving to God, that we'll continue to see great and mighty things. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. You know, we indeed draw from Samson and what his contribution to the faith. Everything that is written in the Bible is written that we may know for an example to us. You know, so not that we're going to follow what Samson say or what Samson do, but it is for us to take heed to our ways, know what to throw down, know what to hold. You know, you don't throw out everything.
No.
You know, but you depend on the wisdom of Almighty God. Knowledge is common, you know. Anybody can have knowledge. Anybody can have knowledge. You can get even knowledge from the rum bar. You can go rum bar and listen to rum talk and get knowledge. Get knowledge there, you know, about your knowledge about everybody's business. You can go to the hairdresser, to the barber shop, anywhere in the street corner, you can get knowledge. But the fact of the matter is, you need the wisdom. The wisdom now is the ability to apply knowledge.
Knowledge, yes, it is.
The wisdom
that
comes from God is the ability for you to apply the knowledge that you have. The knowledge is going to make your top heavy. Your head going to be big and swell, and you feel that you're all powerful and mighty, but you just like Samson and swell up with all kind of power of your own. But when you have that wisdom to break down knowledge in its contents, that's where the power lies. And you need Jesus for that. You need the Spirit of Almighty God.
Seek wisdom from God.
Yes, you need that wisdom. Anybody that can get knowledge, anybody. You don't need even to go into secular institution to get knowledge. Just sit down anywhere, I say, and you get knowledge. Even from the internet, you get knowledge. But it's the thing about it, it's the wisdom that you need. Wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, so tonight we continue to pray for our sister Terry. She lost her mother recently, and we're still in the grieving period with her. We know that our God is the one that is in control, but in spite of it all, we stand holding hands back to back with our sister Terry as she goes through this difficult adjustment period. It's not easy, and words could fail us to encourage her, but we know an encourager in the man Christ Jesus who is able to do far more than you and I can ever encourage. You remember Job 3 friends. They came there and they even fasted. They prayed and they fasted. And even with their prayer and fasting, they weren't able to give Job the ammunition that he needed to go through his mourning period. Job himself had to turn around and encourage them after being strengthened by the Lord. So our encouragement at best is weak, but Sister Terry, we hand you over to the mighty hand of God that can take you through this journey. It's never promised to be easy, but this is when the Lord carry you through, and this is when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, because this is the time when God has lifted you up and he's carrying you through, my sister, and your reward will be great as you remain steadfast and humble in the hands of Almighty God. Tonight, before our sister Alison come to close off for us, is there any prayer requests? Is there any feedback from the studies tonight? Is there any thing that you'd want to share with us before Sister Alison comes to praise her to close off? Amen. Amen. We thank you all for coming on tonight with all the first-time visitors. We welcome you, and we hope to see you back again next week for another Bible study night, another time when we come. I think next week, God's willing, I will be presenting on Jethro. You know, I wanted to be reading Judges chapter 11 for next week presentation. It's something that I've been struggling with, and it's going to be more or less like a one-to-one sharing. You come on and share what you think, and I say what I research or what I see or what conviction I might have, but it's more or less, we're going to teach it other next week. In the near. So read up the passage, Judges chapter 11, because it's very contradictory. If Sister Camille have an idea what I'm talking about. Yeah, the last part of it where his daughter came out to meet him and he would have the sacrificed her. Some theologians are saying that he didn't kill her. The Bible said that the vow that he had was to offer a burnt sacrifice. And we know what burnt sacrifice is. It's something at the altar and it's lit up and the fragrance would go up to glory. And some theologians say he didn't kill her, but he let her be handed her over to God to be a virgin for the rest of her life. So next week is really just talk. yeah, it's really just hot talk next week because there's some debatable things that you can have your opinion. But the one thing that I want to be sure of, to hold on to, is to know that Christ came to save sinners, of which we are chief, and he has redeemed us and he has given us a new life in him. So it doesn't matter whether or not Jethro would kill his daughter, would offer her as whatever. Our salvation remains steadfast in God. Amen. Yes. So that doesn't have lot of part with whether or not we believe that Jesus is the Son of God or not. It doesn't have anything on what we believe. So come with an open heart next week, right? And we're going to discuss it. We're going to share. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. All right, Sister Allison, go on. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. That's going to be an interesting study. I am not a parent, but yeah.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too. I'm looking forward to it too, sis.
Hallelujah. Thank you. What a time
Amen.
We had tonight.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Father, I just want to thank you for your daughter, Sister Camille, and her obedience to be used by you. Oh, God, she shared, oh, God, the struggles that she has gone through, oh, God. But oh, look, God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. We can do mighty things because she has done well, Father God, to help us to open up the scriptures to us tonight. We just want to praise you, Father God. We just want to worship you. We honor you tonight, Father God, and we thank you just for giving us insight, Father God, and just helping us, oh, God, to see where we are, oh God, and where we can be and where we will be when we're obedient. Father God, she's faithful, oh God, and I just pray that she'll continue to be obedient to your call and you build a hedge of protection around her, mighty God. Cover her under your blood, Jesus. Lord, let her remain under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that you'll wrap your wings around her and just like a hen covers her chicks with her brood, covers her brood with her feathers, that you'll cover her, oh God, and she'll abide in the secret place of the Almighty. We just want to thank you, Father God, again for tonight. Just want to thank you, Father God, for the time that we share together, delving into your word, oh God. I just want to thank you, God, that you'll use us for your glory and that we will be obedient to you and to the call upon our lives, oh God, that we'll understand our why, Father God, and our purpose here on earth, oh God. Oh God, I pray that we'll realize that we're not just here as people walking through the earth, Father God, but we have a purpose, oh God, which is to serve you and to draw others unto you, whether it's through our gifts and our talents, oh God, or just our very presence, oh God, in somebody else's life. Let us realize, oh God, we're not just here, oh God, but we are here to serve you. We are here to worship you, Father God, and we're here to draw others unto you. Father God, I pray for each person that's in this Bible study tonight. Oh God, overlook or unheard in their lives, oh God. I pray that you'll bring them comfort tonight and you reassure them, oh God, of their worth in your eyes, oh God. Each of us can be used by you, mighty God. It doesn't matter, Father God, but you can use us. Help us, oh God, to reveal ourselves to you so that you can use us. Oh God, I acknowledge, oh God, a deep human need for belonging and acceptance in this life. But what matters, oh God, is that we belong to you, oh God, and you use for your glory, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we'll see that we're a royal priesthood, oh God. We're people set apart for your use and your glory, mighty God. Father, I pray that you'll impress upon our hearts, oh God, to watch our words, oh God. Let us not be rash, oh God, with the words that we speak, mighty God. Help us also to honor the promises that we make to you. You said in your word that it's better, oh God, for us not to vow, oh God, and defer not to pay it, oh God. Woe to that person, Father. But help us, oh God, to guard the doors of our lips, Father God, and the words that come out, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you just surround us, Father God, with your presence, Father God. I pray for the wisdom, your wisdom, Father God, and the wisdom, oh God, to judge correctly, Father God, and to do the right things in your eyes, Father. I pray, oh God, that we'll not squander our gifts that you have given unto us, but that we'll use them for your glory alone, mighty God. We're reminded in Psalm 19, oh God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and light to our path. Oh God, may you illuminate darkness of uncertainties, oh God, and complexities in our life's decisions that we have to make, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you'll guide us and that order our steps, oh God, in your word, oh God. We face choices, choices, oh God, that try to draw us away from you. But I pray, oh God, that your wisdom, rather than our own, oh God, will lean upon you, Father, and that, oh God, we'll not walk unto our own understanding, mighty God. I pray, Father God, in Jeremiah 17, you said, oh God, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in you, mighty God. May we remember that our steps are ordered by you, Father, and that we can cast all our fears and cares upon you. You said we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that send forth its roots out by the stream, oh God. We have no fear of drought, and we will never fail to bear fruit. May we bear the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, self-control, which is one of those fruits, Father God. Help us, oh God, to have self-control. Help us to have self-control.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray for the spirit of discernment, oh God. Give us the spirit of understanding that we may keep your words and observe to do them, oh God, with our entire heart. Grant us, oh God, spiritual insight to navigate difficult situations and, oh God, to abide in you so that we will not sin against you, Father God. Help us to find our why, mighty God, so that we can be vessels of honor to be used by you. Father God, I ask for your grace tonight so that we'll grow, God, in faith to faith, oh God, and to apply the lessons, oh God, that we're learning, oh God, through this Bible study. Help us, mighty God, to delight in your word and not to forget it. I pray for those tonight, oh God, who needs a touch from you, mighty God. There are some among us sickened bodies, oh God. I pray, Father God, you know everything about us. You know our ups and downs. You know all our in-betweens, mighty God. I pray, oh God, that you'll just grant them the desires of their hearts, oh God, and your desires for us to prosper and be in good health, Father. So I pray, oh, Father God, that you'll send your word and heal your children tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your healing tonight, mighty God. I just want to praise you, Father. Yes, we're sick, oh God. But, oh God, you said we're just to lean upon you and not onto our own understanding. So, yes. Father God, help us, oh God, just trust in you. Send your word and heal your children tonight. Oh God, help us, oh God, not to be like the Israelites, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to continue to in sin, oh God, so that your grace will abound. You say, God forbid, that's what the word says, Father God. So just help us, oh God, to always draw from your fountain, mighty God, so that, oh God, we will be filled, oh God, so that we can serve you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Father, thank you again for the fellowship tonight. Thank you for the insights we have gained, oh God, and the privilege of studying your word, oh God. I pray, oh God, as we part from one another, that we'll not depart from your presence, that your holy presence will go before us. It will be behind us, and it will be all around us, oh God, to lead and guide and direct our path. Father God, I just pray that your will be done in our lives, and oh God, that we'll give you all the glory, and your glory, oh God, will be revealed in our lives. Thank you again, Father. I pray for Sister Terry. Continue to comfort her tonight. Let her know that she's not alone. Lord. She's feeling your strength and your arms wrapped around her tonight, Father. You are the God of all comfort. You're the God of all strength. And I just pray that she will just lean upon you and not onto her own understanding. Thank you again, Father, for the time that we have spent and the time that we've spent in your word. Be with each and every one of us, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you again, Sister Camille. Thank you, Sister Tamaya, for reading for us. Thank you, Sister Allison, that beautiful closing prayer. We bless God for you. We continue to encourage one another. You know, we continue as you pray. Remember the group. As you pray, as you seek the Lord, remember us. And you get a word, you can post it individually or you can post it in the group. Use the group up to encourage each other. The WhatsApp group, use it to encourage each other. You know, if you think too much notification coming in, you can mute your notification, you know, and then at a time convenience to you, you can read whatever. But whatever you have on your mind that you want to share, whatever the Lord would be leading you, encourage the group. You know, too many times we depend only on a Sunday day just to be filled. But throughout the week, those are challenging time as well. And you know what you would have done by just sending a song or sending a prayer or sending a word. You'd have been encouraged somewhat that has been going through something. You know, so we give God thanks and continue to encourage and invite each other out as well. Yes, and remember we have our Thursday worship and Sister Camille's group on a Thursday, the same time at 8 p.m. You know, it's very fulfilling. We have different activities going on. Sometimes we have scavenger hunt where we search the scriptures, find a Bible verse and stuff. It's just that Jesus web, where do we find that? Find it in the Bible and read it. And somebody read it. But you don't want you to say, it's John 11 verse 35. She want you to find it and read it and, you know, and stuff. She say, yeah, so it's very encouraging. And a Thursday, sometimes we have a speaker coming on and giving up a word. Sometimes we have a prophet come on and prophesy. You know, there's so many things, so many different activities that we have on a Thursday. So don't miss out the Thursday blessing. And sometimes our own Sister Camille would present. So by now you'd have known that both groups are collaborating, coming together and stuff. I was inducted by Sister Camille's group as a leader in our group. So I am a leader over there, bless God. And Sister Camille is a leader in this group. And you may have known by now that she is a part of the leadership of this group as well. So we are encourage each group, you know, each of us growing in the Lord and stuff. So be supportive and come and be encouraged and take part if you're asked to on either platform. Bless the Lord. So as we go, we bless someone as you go tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sister Camille.
Bless you, Merle. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes. Bless you, Merle. To God be the glory.
Blessing, Sister Camille. Amen. God bless you always. Yes.
Have a good night.
Sister Ava.
Bless the Lord.
Elma. Summer. Bye.